一个无神论者去参观了一个基督教办的聋哑学院。
Therefore, there is an atheist that went to a school that specially trained these children. They are blind and they are dumb.
这个无神论者很不高兴。
The atheist wasn't very happy.
因为他看见这些聋哑的学生在学圣经。
He found out these children with handicap that study Bible.
在他参观的过程当中。
In his visitation,
他发现有一个课室里面没有老师。
He found out there is an interesting phenomenon. There are no teachers.
结果这个无神论者就跑到这个课室里面，在黑板上写了几个字。
Therefore, he went to the board and written down several words.
他说：“你们信神，你们又聋又哑。”
He said that you believe in God, but you cannot speak nor listen.
我不信神。
I do not believe in God.
我又能看又能讲。
I can see and I can speak.
为什么？
Tell me the reason why.
哦，你们相信上帝的。
Oh, you believe in God.
又聋又哑。
You cannot see and you cannot hear.
我是无神论者。
I am an atheist.
我能看，我能听，我能讲。
I can see, I can hear, I can speak.
为什么？
Tell me the reason why.
很残忍的一句话。
It's a very cruel
statement. 他讲了之后，小孩子开始在哭。
And upon his speaking, children start to cry.
有几个同学在流泪。
There are several ones shedding tears.
突然间，有个小女孩到前面的黑板上。
All of a sudden, a little girl came to the board.
她在黑板上写了几个字。
She written several words on the board too.
马太福音第十一章第二十六节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 11.
父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Lord, Father, your will is so.
父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Father, your beautiful will is like this.
为什么？
Why it is so?
为什么？
Why it is so?
你有问过这个问题吗？
Have you asked such a question?
你没有遇见过一些很大的困难，很大的苦难。
When you encounter a lot of adversities and sufferings,
你有很多的问题，不过上帝好像没有出手来帮助你。
When you encounter those problems, God did not intervene.
为什么基督徒会有苦难？
Why Christians suffer?
今天早上我想跟你看出埃及记的一段经文。
May I invite you to read a scripture in Exodus?
希望可以从以色列人在经历苦难的当中，我们学经历神。
We will learn from Israelites who have experienced suffering and learn to handle adversity.
我们打开出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
我们可以用中文从第七节念到第十六节。
We will use Mandarin to read from verse 7 through 16.
出埃及记第一章第七到第十六节。
We will read first Exodus chapter 1 verse 7 through 16.
找到的我们一起来念哈，第七节。
Let's read together.
以色列人甚养众多，而且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。有不认识约瑟的新王起来。 谢谢，我念给你听第二十二节。我说法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢到河里，一切的女孩你们都要存留他的性命。
经文的 read verse 22, then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, every boy that is born you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live.
第八节是经文的背景。
Verse 8 is the background of the scripture reading.
有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
Then a new king who did not know about Joseph came to the power in Egypt.
假如你熟悉创世纪的记载。
If you're familiar with the Exodus background.
约瑟被上帝的祝福。
That Joseph had been blessed by the Lord.
成为了埃及的宰相。
He became the prime minister of Egypt.
结果约瑟跟他的家人还有以色列人得到了特别的优待。
Therefore, Pharaoh have treated Joseph and his family very well.
可惜出埃及记说有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理大地。
It is shame later, however, then the new king who did not know about Joseph came to power.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他不认识约瑟。
He did not know Joseph.
所以以色列人失去了他们的特权。
Therefore, Israelites lost their privilege.
而且你读的经文说，他们人数越来越多，越来越多，越来越多。
And the scriptures tell us the Israelites' number continue to grow and multiply.
他们的人数大到一个地步，是威胁埃及人。
Their numerous strength has become so great to threaten the Egyptians.
大难临头。
There is a great threat to the Egyptians.
因为埃及打算把这个民族给完全的毁灭。
Therefore, Egyptian king wanted to start this genocide.
各位，我们讲的是种族的灭绝。
This is a termination of the tribe of Israel.
要他们做苦工。
Want them to be the slave labor.
要他们绝子绝孙。
Want to kill them and conducting genocide.
从信仰的角度。
From the religious perspective,
最大的问题就是上帝好像没有出来帮助他们。
The biggest challenge we have is God did not intervene.
出埃及记第一章，上帝只出现在两个地方。
The Exodus it shows,
17节跟二十节。
17 verse 17 and 20,
敬畏上帝的两个修身婆。
There are two midwives who feared God.
不听埃及王的命令。
They ignored the Pharaoh's order.
上帝赐福这两个收生婆。
Therefore, God richly blessed these two midwives.
没有了。
That was it.
没有了。
That was it.
神的子民有苦难。
God showed that there are adversities.
我讲的是很大很大很大的灾难。
This is a great suffering.
我讲的是灭族之灾。
This is the disaster of genocide.
上帝不在。
God seems disappeared.
上帝跑到哪去了？
Where was God?
你试过吗，弟兄姐妹？
Have you ever tried, brothers and sisters?
你试过有很多的苦难，很大的困局吗？
Have you ever encountered many challenges and suffering?
你试过有很大的灾难，你连气也透不过来吗？
Were there an adversity that just pressed you and did not leave you a room for breath?
可能是你的工作，可能是你的学业。
It may be your study, maybe your work.
今年那个经济的打击很大啊。
This economy tsunami came upon us.
可能是你的健康，你的家庭，你的婚姻。
It may be your health, maybe your marriage.
Pum! 突然间一个打击。
All of a sudden, the adversity descends.
壮年40岁，突然间得癌症。
When you are in the mid-age, 40 years old, all of a sudden cancer came upon you.
跟你相处了几十年的老伴原来有婚外情。
Your wife or spouse of many years, all of a sudden went to have adultery.
你很乖的孩子突然间离家出走。
A sudden, a very humble child, a child that always followed your order, just left home.
你试过有很大的苦难吗？
Have you ever experienced these sufferings?
祷告，祷告，祷告。
You continue pray and pray and pray.
上帝好像没有出来帮助。
God did not come and intervene.
有些基督徒甚至会因为这样的缘故而放弃上帝，放弃这个信仰。
I know some Christians give up their belief because such a remoteness of God.
我在马来西亚牧会的时候。
When I was a pastor in Malaysia,
有两件事情我还记得。
There are two things I remember very clearly.
有一个家庭，他们全家人信主受洗。
There was a family all baptized together.
啊，是我们教会的大事。
This is a great blessings in our church.
全家人一起信主，全家人一起受洗。
The whole family became believers and baptized together.
那天晚上，他们回家之后。
Upon completion of that evening, they went home.
这家人就煮很丰富的晚餐来庆祝。
They were celebrating with a feast.
当大家都忙的时候，
When everybody was busy,
他们家的孩子到了后门去玩。
All of a sudden, one of their children went through the back door to play.
啊，吉隆坡这些华人住的新村啊，后面有一个小湖。
And in this village they live in, there was a small lake.
那个小朋友玩的时候淹死了
，and the little one drowned.
就在他们受洗的那天，那个孩子淹死了。
That very night, when the whole family baptized,
迷信的村民就来告诉他们
，the superstitious village people came to notify him.
啊，你信耶稣啊
？Because it is you that believe in Christ.
你离开了以前的神啊。
You departed from our pagan god.
啊，你们全家受洗啊
！Because you are baptized.
啊，观音啊，观音生气了。
Therefore, our pagan god become angry.
啊，孩子淹死了。
Your child has been drowned.
啊，你们受洗，孩子就淹死了。
You receive baptism, and your child now is drowned.
你去探访这个家庭，你可以讲什么？
When you, like me, visiting this family, what things you can say?
我有一个姐妹，她的弟弟从外地。开车回来吉隆坡。
I have a sister has a son that drove back to town to visit her.
她的弟弟出了车祸，很严重的车祸。
Her brother just had a severe car accident.
在半路的时候，医院就打电话来。
In the midway, the hospital called the sister.
你的弟弟出了很严重的意外，赶快来看他。
Telling her your brother is in severe accident. Please come quickly.
这个姐妹不能去。
The sister cannot go.
所以妈妈跟妹妹就开车去看弟弟。
Mother and the sister, the little sister, went to see this brother.
他们也出了意外。
They also encountered auto accident.
我看过最苦的一件事情。
This is one of the most bitter things that I have observed.
同一天
one the same day,
这个姐妹的家里死了三个人。
There are three people perish in this family.
是车祸。
They are all involved in auto accidents.
突然的。
All of a sudden,
一天死三个人。
One day, three souls perished.
我跟老牧师去探访。
I went with our old pastor.
你可以讲什么？
What can you say to this family?
要告诉他什么？
What can you tell them?
信主的，信耶稣的。
They are believers. They are followers of Christ.
一天死三个人。
There are three perish in the same day.
Why?
Tell us why.
为什么呢？
Is there any explanation?
弟兄姐妹，看清楚一点。
Brothers and sisters, observe closely.
上帝离开我们了吗？
Has God departed from us?
英文的教会有一首很出名的诗。
There is a very famous hymn in the English church.
叫做脚印 footprint, 你听过对不对？
It's called footprint.
啊，基督徒发梦。
The Christians 发梦。
Have a dream. Okay, 发梦。
Oh, they were dreamed.
啊，在天空上呢，把他人生的过程一幕一幕的重播出来。
They show the stages of life in the sky.
他跟耶稣在海滩上散步。
He walked on the beach with Jesus Christ.
留下了两双的脚印。
On the beach, there are two lines of footprints.
这个基督徒留意到一个现象。
The Christian noticed that later.
每次他人生经历低潮的时候。
Every time when he gone through the adversity.
有苦难有灾难的时候。
There are sufferings.
海滩上剩下一双的脚印。
Then all of a sudden, there are only one line of footprints left.
基督徒很困扰。
The Christian was troubled deeply.
问耶稣
He asked Jesus,
为什么每次我有苦难的时候你把我丢下了剩下我一个人
Why you dropped me during the adversity?
耶稣说我没有把你丢下
Jesus said, I did not.
基督徒说有啊
Christians say, see, only see one line of footprint.
每次有苦难剩下一堆的脚印，你到哪里去了？
Where were you? Because I only see one line of footprint.
耶稣说你看错了。
You have seen it wrong.
耶稣说你看错了。
You have taken it wrong.
耶稣说剩下的那双的脚印是我的，不是你的。
That one line of footprints left is mine, not yours.
基督徒不明白。
Christians do not understand.
耶稣说我知道你辛苦，所以我把你抱起来了。
Jesus say, I know you are going through this, therefore I hold you dearly.
你看见剩下来的脚印是我的，不是你的。
That only line of footprints left is mine, not yours.
弟兄姐妹，在苦难当中，上帝没有离开我们。
Brother and sister, hear clearly, God did not depart from us during adversity.
只是我们看不清楚。
It's just that we did not see it clearly.
你刚才读圣经的时候，
As you just read the scripture,
你没有留意到有一个现象不断出现。
Have you noticed that there is a phenomenon continue repeating?
我念给你听第七节。
Listen carefully, verse 7.
以色列人生养众多，而且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
But Israelites were fruitful and multiplied greatly and became exceedingly numerous, so that the land was filled with them.
十二节只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人而愁烦。
Verse 12, but more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread, so the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites.
第二十节，神后代收生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。
Verse 20, so God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous.
以色列人遇到很大的灾难。
Israelites encounter great adversity.
上帝好像没有出现。
God seems not hearing.
对不起，是我们看错了。
No, it is we did not observe clearly.
没有留意到一个现象。
Notice the phenomenon.
人越来越多。
Israel's number continue to increase more and more.
假如你熟悉创世纪的话，
If you familiar with Genesis,
这个是上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许。
This is the promise that God gave to Abraham.
我要赐福给你，
I want to bless you.
你的后裔要像地上的沙，天上的星那么多。
Your descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the shore and the stars in the sky.
弟兄姐妹，上帝在这里。
God is here, brothers and sisters.
我怎么肯定上帝在这里？
How I am so confident that God is here?
因为他们人越来越多。
Because the number of Israelites continue to increase more and more.
弟兄姐妹，我们的上帝是信实的上帝。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is a faithful God.
他在实践他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
He is implementing His promise.
我们以为他不在。
We thought He wasn't there.
我们看错了。
We see it wrong.
他在。
He was there.
他不单只在。
He not only there.
他很忠心的来实践，很信实的来实践他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Our God is faithfully implementing His promise to Abraham.
上帝由始至终都是信实的。
From the beginning all the way to the end, God is faithful.
我们需要的是一双信心的眼睛来看见这位信实的上帝。
What we need is a pair of spiritual eyes to see how God does His work.
在苦难当中，我们要凭信心来仰望上帝。
In the adversity, we need to use our faith to trust in our God.
有一个可爱的小故事。
There is a lovely little story.
有一个基督徒出海捕鱼。
There is a Christian who went out into the ocean to fish.
船翻了。
The boat overturned.
漂流在海岛上。
And he went to a remote island.
这个基督徒就每天在海边，希望有船可以经过，把他救回去。
Christians were looking out for people rescuing him.
好几天都没有结果。
Many days, there's no boat passing by.
他就自己盖了一个小房，那叫什么 hut? Okay,
Therefore, the Christians built himself a hut.
每天就在草棚里面休息。
Every day he rests in the hut or shade.
白天就看有没有船经过。
And he will look out into the ocean to find whether a ship passing by.
一直都没有结果。
There's no actually came by.
他祷告也没有船经过。
There's no boat passing by upon his praying.
他每天都是这样做。
It is stayed like that every day. He prayed, but no one came.
有一天，当他在海边等看的时候
，One day when he was on the shore and looking out,
哇，连晒得不得了。
It was a blazing sun shining on him.
很热，日得很辛苦。
It's a terrible heat.
他说不行，我要回去休息。
He said, I need to go back to my shade.
当回到草棚的时候
，When he went back to his hut,
他发现原来那天太热了。
The hut inside also hot.
他的草棚烧起来了。
His hut started to be on fire.
他很生气哦。
He was so upset.
上帝啊
，God，
我信主的。
I believe in you.
你让我有海难。
You caused me to have a wreck.
我在海边等船。
I'm waiting my boat.
你没有派船来拯救我。
You did not send boat to me.
我在海边等拯救。
I have waiting on the shore for the rest.
你用这么热的太阳来照射我
，and you shed such a blazing sun upon me.
我现在要回去休息。
I went back to my hut.
你把我的草棚给烧了。
And now you burn my hut.
你岂有此理
？You are unreasonable.
他对上帝发怒了。
He started to have this burning anger toward God.
故事说他可能太生气了。
He was so furious.
晕倒了。
He passed out.
太生气晕倒了。
He was so angry, therefore he passed out.
睡醒的时候
，When he woke up again,
发现自己躺在一张床上面。
He found himself laying on a very comfortable bed.
床哎
，Oh wow, it's a bed.
有人在身边。
There are people around him.
说你们是谁？
Who are you?
那圣说我们是水手啊。
We are the sailor of a boat.
我在哪里
？Where I am.
你在我们的船上啊。
You are in our boat.
发生什么事情
？What happened then?
水手说我们经过一个孤岛。
We went past a deserted island.
发现有讯号。
That we felt there are signals coming out.
我们猜岛上有人。
We felt maybe there are lost people in this island.
看见你晕倒了。
And we saw you passed out on the sea.
把你救回来。
On the shore, therefore we rescue you.
感谢上帝啊。
Praise God.
草棚被烧了是上帝的美意啊。
The burning hut actually is a blessing of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们以为上帝不在。
Brother and sister, we thought God wasn't there.
我们生气。
We became angry.
我们还埋怨上帝。
We started to complain.
对不起，问题不是出在上帝那边。
Sorry, the problem is not in God.
因为他由始至终都是信实的上帝。
Because he is a faithful God always.
圣经告诉我们他是信实的。
Bible tells us,God is faithful.
历史告诉我们神是信实的。
History tells us our God is a faithful one.
很多人的见证告诉我们他是信实的。
Many testimonies has proved that he is a faithful God.
我们也亲身经历他是信实的，对不对
？We personally also experience he is a faithful God, isn't he?
就一个困难把我们打倒了。
There's only one adversity may hurt us.
问题不是出在上帝那边。
And that usually doesn't have the problem with God.
在苦难当中，我们没有信心的眼睛去仰望这位信实的上帝。
It is because we don't have our spiritual eyes to see and find our faith for God in adversity.
上帝没有把我们丢下。
God did not abandon us.
我们要继续去信靠他。
We need to continue to have trust and faith in him.
在苦难当中，凭信心仰望信实的上帝。
Especially during adversity, that we need to have our faith in God to go through that.
以色列人越来越多。
The Israelites number continue to increase.
威胁了埃及人。
They become a threat to the Egyptians.
埃及人决定要去镇压他们。
The Egyptians decided to control them.
三个阶段。
There are three stages.
第一个是比较间接的。
The first one is indirect approach.
要他们做苦工。
They force them to do the slave labor.
做苦工。
To continue put the slave master
on.
Work them very hard.
目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose?
希望间接令他们的生养率降低。
To make their birth rate goes down through such a slave labor.
结果人越来越多。
On the contrary, their number increased.
第二阶段
，second phase，
比较直接的。
It was a more direct approach.
不过是暗中进行的。
It was conducted undercover.
法老把收生婆叫来。
Pharaoh called the midwives.
希伯来人生孩子。
The Hebrew woman will have delivered child.
把他给掐死。
To suffocate them.
一出生把他给掐死。
And kill the babies upon their birth.
直接的，对吗？
This is more direct.
暗中进行。
But it's done through undercover through the midwives.
一个特别的特征。
There is a very unique thing.
生下来的孩子，男的把他给掐死。
They only kill the male babies.
女的可以留下来。
And the female ones can live.
为什么呢？
Why?
女的没用啊。
Because women, the female lady, babies is no use.
女人有什么用？
What the female's baby will do?
女人不会威胁我们啊。
Females would not have a threat to us.
打仗的时候她不会跟外人联合来攻击我们，对不对？
The females would not join the enemies to attack us as Egyptians.
男婴给我掐死。
The male babies, on the contrary, need to kill them upon birth.
女的可以留下来。
And the female ones can live.
有用吗？
Is it useful, this approach?
人越来越多。
Their number of Israelites continue to increase.
第三个阶段。
The third phase.
很直接。
Very direct.
很公开。
Very openly conducted.
把所有的孩子丢到河里去。
Throw all the babies in the Nile River.
直接。
Direct.
公开。
Direct and open approach of genocide.
苦难一直在升级。
The adversity continued to escalate.
苦难并没有取消。
The adversity did not disappear or lessen.
越来越严重，越来越严重。
Continued to increase in severity.
告诉我，假如你是以色列人。
If you were Israelites, tell me.
啊，你知道你的政府正在考虑这种邪恶的政策。
That the government control you is going through this evil scheme.
啊，你的国会正在讨论要不要把这些邪恶的事情变成一个政策。
And your Congress is debating whether we're going to implement such a policy.
你会做什么？
What would you do?
示威。
You will go on street demonstrate.
那是美国的做法了。
That's an American phenomenon.
你是奴隶耶。
You are slaves.
祷告。
Well, you cannot demonstrate, therefore you pray.
我们是神的子民，对不对？
We are the Lord's citizen.
啊，我们知道我们的国家正在考虑这个邪恶的政策。
We know our country government is considering this evil scheme.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我猜以色列人祷告。
I will join us in praying.
你猜他们会怎么祷告呢？
Guess how they pray.
你是以色列人。
You are Israelites.
三个阶段的逼害的行动。
You're going through these three phases of adversity and oppression.
你会怎么祷告？
How would you pray?
怎么祷告？
How would you pray?
上帝啊，拦阻这些邪恶的政策。
God, please stop this evil scheme.
上帝啊，让这些邪恶的行动不能够被执行，对不对？
God, please let these evil scheme cannot be executed.
我们祷告叫上帝拦阻这些事情。
We pray to ask God to stop such a thing.
上帝有拦阻吗？
Did God stop this whole thing?
没有。
No, he didn't.
没有。
He did not.
你看圣经这三个邪恶的政策有被执行。
We read in the scripture all these three evil policies have been carried out.
是上帝无能为力吗？
Was God useless?
为什么一个大能的上帝不能够拦阻这些行动？
How come our mighty God cannot stop such evil schemes?
为什么我祷告了，上帝没有做事？
Why did we pray and God has no response?
邪恶的政策有被执行。
The evil schemes have been carried out.
不过很有趣。
But very interesting.
出来的果效刚好相反。
The results of this oppression just came the opposite.
逼他们做苦工。
You force them into slave labor.
有做苦工吗？
Did they do it?
有。
Yes, they slave.
目的是什么呢？
What was the purpose?
使令他们生养越来越少，对不对？
Make them birth rate decline.
结果呢？
What was the result?
人越来越多了。
Their number, on the contrary, increased.
邪恶的政策有被执行。
The evil policy had been carried out.
过后果刚好相反。
But come up with the opposite result.
剩下的孩子把他给掐死。
You will kill those male babies upon birth.
有被执行吗？
Was it carried out?
有。
Yes.
只有两个敬畏神的收生婆没有这样做。
Only two midwives did not carry out these.
可能有很多的苏孙婆都这样做，对不对？
But you may guess, other midwives have done that.
很多男婴被掐死了。
Many male babies perished.
很有趣。
Very interesting.
法老王觉得男孩威胁他。
Pharaoh felt that the male babies threatened him.
他觉得女婴没有威胁。
He felt that the female babies have no threat at all.
我等下告诉你。
I will tell you later.
这段经文的主角是姐妹。
I will tell you the main actress of the scripture is a sister.
我们知道出埃及这个英雄是摩西，对不对？
We know the hero of Exodus is Moses.
带领他们离开埃及的英雄。
Moses is the hero who led the Israelites left Egypt.
不过在这里，摩西只是一个手无寸铁的婴孩。
However, right now, Moses is only a baby.
上帝用了五个女人把他拯救了。
Moses was a helpless baby, and God used five sisters to rescue the nation.
姐妹，你是今天早上的英雄。
Sisters, you are the hero of this morning.
上帝跟法老开玩笑。
God has made a fun of Pharaoh.
你要做吗？
You want to do it this way?
你做。
You go ahead.
效果刚好相反。
And I will bring you just the opposite result.
将计就计。
We will use your scheme to carry out my plan.
我上帝是无能为力吗？
Am I totally helpless?
不是。
I'm not.
我跟你开个玩笑。
I'm making fun of you.
你做你要做的。
You carry out your plan.
效果刚好相反。
And I will make your plan produce just the opposite result.
法老把婴孩丢到河里面去。
Pharaoh put the babies into the Nile River.
有圣经学者提醒我们。
The biblical scholars remind us.
这个可能有宗教的意义。
They tell us maybe there is a theological reason, meaning.
埃及人拜河神的。
Egyptians worship the god of Nile.
埃及人拜尼罗河神的。
Egyptians worship the god of Nile.
有人说可能法老开始觉得有问题。
People feel that, the scholar feel that Pharaoh started to question about it.
为什么我的政策有被实行？
Why my policy implemented?
为什么看不见那个效果？
But produce no result.
可能这帮希伯来人有神明在保护他们。
He felt that maybe there was Israelite God that blessed them.
法老说：“你有神明，我也有神明啊。”
Pharaoh said, "You have God, I have my own God too."
我要把你的孩子丢到河里面去，去祭我的尼罗河神。
I will throw the Israelite babies into the Nile to sacrifice to my God in Nile.
可能
，it could be, it possible.
很清楚，法老想透过河来毁灭以色列的民族。
It is apparent that Pharaoh wanted to use the Nile to destroy the babies.
上帝跟他开了一个玩笑。
God made fun of him.
摩西是出埃及的英雄。
Moses is the hero of Exodus.
你知道摩西这个名字是什么意思吗？
What does the name Moses actually mean?
从水里面被救出来。
The one that rescued from the water.
法老想用河来毁灭神的子民。
Pharaoh designed a plan to use the Nile to destroy Israelites.
神就用这条河把摩西给拯救出来。
Therefore, God used the Nile to rescue Moses from the river.
效果相反。
Just the opposite outcome.
如果后来这个摩西还要把神的子民带离埃及。
Moses later lead Israelites out of Egypt.
带离埃及的时候，红海的水还要分开哦。
When they depart from Egypt, the Red Sea departed.
法老想用水来毁灭神的子民。
Pharaoh wanted to use water to destroy Israelites.
水不能伤害神的子民。
However, water cannot hurt Israelites.
不论是尼罗河或者是红海。
Whether it's the River Nile or the Red Sea.
这条河还要拯救神的子民。
This river Nile also going to rescue Israelites.
因为拯救以色列人的大英雄就是从河里被人救出来的。
Because the hero rescued the Israelites came and out of this river Nile.
以色列人过了红海之后
，After they went through the Red Sea, the Israelites.
法老的军队追下去，对不对
？The armies of Pharaoh went down into the sea with them.
红海的水合起来。
The sea then covered back.
法老的军队被毁灭在水里面。
And it drowned the entire army of Pharaoh.
法老想用水毁灭神的子民。
Pharaoh wanted to use water to destroy Israelites.
神用水拯救他的子民。
God, on the contrary, to use water to rescue the whole nation.
神更用水毁灭法老整个的军队。
More than that, God used water to destroy the entire Egyptian army.
上帝跟他开了个玩笑。
God had made a great fun of Pharaoh.
上帝没有听我的祷告。
We complained that God did not hear our prayer.
上帝无能为力。
God was helpless, powerless.
刚好相反。
It was on the contrary.
这段经文告诉我们
The scripture tells us
我们的上帝是真正大能的上帝
Our God is the true mighty God.
我想请陈弟兄用英语替我们念第二章的第一节到第十节
We will read in English in chapter 2 verse 1 through 10.
谢谢
Let's read. Now a man of the house of the Levi married a Levi woman.And she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a purpos basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girls to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is the one Hebrew baby, one of the Hebrew babies, she said.Then his sisters asked Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son.She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
各位，上帝是奇妙的。
You can see God is wonderful.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His way is above our ways.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
His thought is beyond our thoughts.
我们当中做妈妈的。
For those of you who are mothers,
你把孩子生下来,
when you give birth to your children,
我是第二次来 Raleigh Durham 这个地区,
this is my second visit to the RTP area.
不熟悉你们的情况,
I'm not very familiar with your situation.
在温哥华有两个选择,
in Vancouver, there are two choices.
孩子生下来了,
there are, when babies are born,
自己看孩子,
you will be the primary responsible person.
工作辞掉, 对不对?
To quit your job.
第二个选择,
the second,
妈妈继续工作。
The second choice is mother continue working.
把孩子交给奶妈，对不对？
And you will give to the nursing nanny.
假如我选择继续工作。
If I chose to work continuously.
孩子交给奶妈。
And I'll give my baby to the nursing nanny.
我要付钱给她，对不对？
And I will pay the nanny.
这里一样哈。
It is the same here.
付钱给奶妈哈。
Pay the nannies.
假如我选择不工作。
If I choose not to work.
我看自己的孩子，对不对？
And I will babysit my own children.
我的邻居会过来付钱给我吗
？Will my neighbor come over and pay me？
你就是好妈妈哦
！You're a good mother，
好伟大
！You're so great，
好像我们的师母哦
！It's like our pastor。
孩子生下来不工作，看孩子哦
！And stop working upon giving birth。
你真的好伟大
！You're so great。
来，我付钱给你，每个月多少钱
？How much would you like？
会这样吗
？Would you do this？
会这样吗
？Will this happen？
你自己看自己的孩子，有人付钱给你吗
？Will you nurse your child yourself and then someone going to pay you？
有这样的可能吗
？Is it possible？
有没有这样的可能
？Is it possible？
哎，很多人摇头哎。
Many people shake.
你刚才没有读圣经啊
？Have you studied the Bible?
摩西是他妈妈亲自把他给养大的。
Moses was reared up by his own mother.
法老的女儿还要付钱给他妈妈哦。
The daughter of Pharaoh actually paid her to do that.
摩西的妈妈把他亲生的儿子带大。
Moses' mother herself raise this child.
法老的女儿每个月去发薪水给他哦。
And get paid monthly by Pharaoh's daughter.
上帝奇妙吗？
It's a wonderful way of God.
上帝奇妙吗？
Is God wonderful?
上帝奇妙吗？
Is God wonderful?
我们以为他没有应允我们的祷告，就是他无能为助。
We thought he did not answer our prayer according to our way, therefore he's powerless.
上帝啊，我要这个这个这个这个这个。
I say, God, I need this and this to be done.
你给我，你是好的上帝。
If you promise in my way, carry out in my way, then you're a great God.
你没有照我所求的给我，你是无能为力的上帝。
If you did not answer me in my ways, then you are powerless.
上帝不能做更大的事吗？
Can God do more great things for us?
上帝不能做更奇妙的事吗？
Can God do more wonderful things for us?
上帝不能做一些我们连想也没有想过的事情吗？
Can God do not more wonderful things beyond our imagination?
可以吗？
Can He do that?
奇妙的上帝可以有他的美意而不照我们的所求的来应允我们吗？
Can God be so wonderful that He would not use our way to carry out His plan?
当他不应允我们的祷告，
when He doesn't respond to us according to what we ask,
当他却有更美的旨意的时候，
when He has a more grandiose design and the ways to implement,
我们愿意顺服吗？
Will we obey Him?
弟兄姐妹，在苦难当中，
In adversities, brothers and sisters,
我们需要凭信心来仰望这位信实的上帝。
We have to trust in God through our faith.
在苦难当中，
during adversity,
我们不明白为什么上帝要这样做。
We do not understand why God does a certain way.
它太奇妙了。
It's so wonderful.
我们不明白。
We do not understand.
你愿意继续去顺服他吗？
Among all these, will you obey Him?
我很怕今天有些基督徒，
I'm so afraid that among us Christians,
我们信耶稣好像买汽水一样，
we believe in our God just like we are in a shopping transaction.
你这里有一个那个汽水贩卖机吗？
Like a vending machine.
有吗？
Do you have,
要买汽水，
have you used it? You use the soda fountain.
钱放下去，
you put your money and coins in there.
那个灯就亮了，对不对？
And all the lights goes on.
你要喝可乐就按可乐，
you will press the button for cola.
可乐掉下来，
and the cola dropped out.
你要喝橘子汁就按橘子汁，对不对？
If you want orange juice, you ask for it and it will come out.
橘子汁跑出来，对不对？
It will come out as orange juice.
你们试过放钱？
Have you put it in the money?
灯亮了，
all the lights go on.
按汽水没有东西掉下来。
And you press the soda button, but nothing come out.
试过没有？
Have you experienced that?
怎么办？
What would you do? You will start to shake the machine, and you pound it.
还是没有东西掉下来。
Still no reaction. And you start to kick it.
离开了。
You went away.
有人说有些基督徒信耶稣好像汽水贩卖机哦。
Some people describe Christians' beliefs as like you're using a vending machine.
上帝啊，我三十多四十岁了。
Oh God, I'm 30 and 40
years old. 我还没有结婚啊。
I haven't married yet.
你为我预备一个太太吧。
Please prepare a wife, a spouse for me.
长头发戴眼镜的。
Long hair and with glasses.
弹钢琴的八级就够了。
So can play piano, very good pianist.
你听我的祷告，我就服侍你咯。
If you listen to me, and I will serve.
我就奉献咯。
I will start to make offerings.
灯就亮了。
And all the lights go on.
就按了。
I will start press the button.
老婆掉下来了。
And then the response.
啊，感谢上帝。
Oh, praise Lord, I have a wife.
开感恩会，对不对？
I can serve you now.
啊，上帝啊，我要回香港、回台湾、回中国去了。
God, I want to go back to Hong Kong, China, Taiwan.
我妈妈生病了。
Because my mother is ill.
求你医治妈妈好不好？
Please cure my mother.
最好是9月18号之前。
Better to be done before September the 18th.
因为那天我飞嘛。
Because that is the day of my departure.
上帝啊，你听我的祷告，我就服侍你了。
God, please respond, and I will serve.
明年我就做小组组长了。
And I will become the small group fellowship leader.
上帝啊，医治我妈妈了。
Please cure my wife.
灯就亮了。
All the lights go on again.
按下去。
Press the button.
妈妈好了。
Oh, your mother is cured.
9月17号病好了。
And on the September the 17th.
感谢上帝，荣耀上帝了。
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
开感恩会了。
It's great thing.
对不对？
Is that right?
感谢主啊，上帝听我们祷告。
God should be praised because He listened to us.
万一按下去，
What if you press the button?
老婆没有掉下来啊。
Wife didn't come out.
按下去。
Press the button.
妈妈还是病啊。
Your mother still continue ill.
还病得更严重啊。
And more severely still.
上帝给了。
God, please give us.
上帝给了。
Please pound.
Please 给了。
God, please give us.
哎，你灵不灵的？
Why you are not responding?
不灵不信了，信另外一个。
I'll kick you because you did not respond. I will believe other gods.
你这样信耶稣吗？
Is that the way that you believe in God?
上帝不甘于做一个汽水贩卖机。
Our God it will not want to be degraded to a vending machine.
我们奇妙的上帝不会甘于做一个汽水贩卖机。
Our wonderful God will not just want to be merely a vending machine.
弟兄姐妹，你不要误会我的意思。
Brother and sister, please take my word carefully.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray, yes indeed.
我们把我们想要的告诉上帝。
We can tell what God what we want.
我们可以求上帝为我们预备配偶。
We can ask God to prepare a spouse.
求上帝供应我们的需要。
To supply our needs.
求上帝医治我们的家人。
To cure our family members.
绝对可以。
Absolutely can.
这样祷告没问题。
There's no problem in such a prayer.
很多时候上帝也应允我们的祷告。
Many times God responded us in such a way.
关键是我们要明白主权属于谁。
The key is we understand who has the ultimate authority.
我们可以这样祷告。
We can pray this way.
可以。
Yes, yes.
假如上帝有另外一个旨意。
What if God has other plans?
更奇妙的旨意。
More wonders, tremendous plans.
我们不明白的旨意。
Those plans that we do not understand.
可能不容易接受的旨意。
Those plans that we cannot easily accept.
我们愿意顺服吗？
Are we willing to obey him?
我们的上帝是信实的。
Our God is faithful God.
苦难当中，我要凭信心去相信他。
During the adversity, we need to use our faith to believe in.
我们的上帝是奇妙的。
Our God is wonderful God.
我们不明白。
We don't understand him.
我们顺服。
We can obey him.
苦难当中，我们顺服。
During adversity, we obey our God.
恶人的计谋有被执行吗？
Do the evil schemes be carried out?
有。
Yes.
上帝无能为力吗？
Is God powerless?
不是。
No, absolutely not.
上帝好像没有直接的干预。
It seems that God did not intervene directly.
上帝却暗中透过五个女人来拯救摩西。
However, God, in his wonderful ways, using five sisters to rescue Israel.
这段经文有五个女士。
There are five women in the scripture.
两个收生婆。
Two midwives.
妈妈。
One mother.
姐姐。
One sister.
法老的女儿。
And the Pharaoh's daughter.
就是这五个女人把摩西的生命给保住了。
It was five, used five women to protect Moses' life.
这段经文里面两个收生婆是有名字的。
Among those five, two of them, these two midwives, have kept their names.
第一章十五节说他们叫斯佛拉跟普尔。
According to chapter 1, verse 15, their names are Shipra and Pua.
反而法老是没有名字的。
On the contrary, Pharaoh, we do not know his name.
你叫法老不是一个名字，是一个衔头哈。
We know Pharaoh is not a name, but it's a title.
啊，没有讲法老的名字哦。
We did not know God, Pharaoh's name.
哪一个法老？
Which Pharaoh it was?
哦，学者找得很辛苦哦。
The scholar have done research very hard.
好，可能是那个 Ramsey 那个蓝菜那个法老。
Could it be Ramsey?
啊，为什么伟大的法老没有名字？
How come such a great Pharaoh we did not know his name?
两个收生婆有名字。
The two midwives God has preserved their names.
两个收生婆在圣经里面有名字。
Their names preserved in the Bible.
两个收生婆在神的末世，在神的启示里面有名字。
In the Bible, through God's revelation, their names are kept.
伟大的法老 no name.
The great Pharaoh has no name left.
没有名字的。
No name left.
摩西生下来了。
Moses was born.
勇敢的妈妈把他给保护。
Brave mother tried very best to preserve him.
不能再保护了。
Cannot keep him any longer.
唯有把孩子丢到河里面去。
Have to throw Moses into the river Nile.
勇敢的姐姐一直看着那个 baby 耶稣，对不对？
The courageous sister guarded the basket.
男人到哪去了？
Where were the men?
国家有难，匹夫有责。
When the country is in disaster, every person is responsible.
男人，你跑到哪去了？
Where is the man?
哎，摩西有爸爸的，对不对？
Moses is supposed to have a father.
摩西有哥哥的，对不对？
How about his brothers?
男人，你跑到哪去了？
Where is the man?
伟大的男人跑到哪去了？
Where all the mighty men gone?
做工嘛。
They were in slave labor.
做苦工嘛。
They were work very hard.
男人的借口永远是忙工作嘛。
The only excuse men have is they are busy working.
男人，你跑到哪去了？
Where are the men?
神跟法老开了一个玩笑。
God made great fun of Pharaoh.
你记得之前那个收生婆的事情吗？
Do you remember what we just talked about the midwives?
法老说生下来的婴孩。
Pharaoh told the midwives that those new babies.
男孩给他掐死。
You'll kill those male babies.
哦，他们危险哦。
They are dangerous.
哦，他们有威胁力哦。
They are very threatening to us.
哦，他们会跟敌人结合起来攻击我们哦。
They will come united with our enemies and attack us.
女婴呢？
How about the female babies?
不想杀他们。
Well, that's no use.
女人没用啊。
They are no use.
女人没有威胁力啊。
They are not going to threaten us.
女人不会伤害我的国家。
They will not hurt our country.
法老，你搞错了。
Pharaoh, you have made a mistake.
就是五个小小的女人。
Five little women
拯救了摩西
saved baby Moses.
再由摩西拯救了整个以色列的民族
And through Moses, the Israel nation is saved.
上帝跟法老开了一个玩笑
God has made a great fun of Pharaoh.
大能的上帝跟法老开了一个玩笑
Oh, Almighty God made Pharaoh a joke.
大能的上帝可以用人看来没有用的人去成就大事。
Our mighty God used those powerless people to accomplish great things for him.
大能的上帝可以叫苦难造就我们将来成为更多人的祝福。
God, our mighty God, used adversity to build us so that we can bring much blessings to the others in the future.
在苦难当中
during adversity,
你愿意把几个自己奉献给上帝来使用吗？
Would you be willing to offer yourself and be used by God?
你说我没有用啊。
You say, well, I'm useless.
我病啊。
I'm sick and frail.
我有很大的灾难啊。
I have great suffering.
别人都看我没有用啊。
People see me useless.
上帝要用你。
How did God want to use you?
上帝要用你的苦难去祝福其他的人。
God wants to use your sufferings to bless others.
新约圣经说
In the New Testament it says,
有时上帝允许我们有苦难。
God allows sufferings among us.
是叫我们将来成为别人的祝福。
So that we can be the blessings to others in the future.
好像很残忍。
It seems to be cruel.
你听清楚。
But listen carefully.
我没有说这个苦难是来自上帝的。
I did not say suffering came from God.
这个苦难是来自法老的。
The suffering came from Pharaoh.
上帝有更美的旨意。
However, God has more wonderful plan and will.
把我们的软弱转化成为刚强。
He changed our weakness to be strength.
我们在苦难当中、软弱当中，把自己奉献给上帝。
In our weakness, in our suffering, we offer ourselves to our mighty God.
加勒面对大山。
Caleb facing this tremendous high mountains.
加勒面对巨人。
Caleb facing the giants.
他要得到上帝的应许。
He wants to receive God's promise.
他要能够胜过这个障碍。
He wants to overcome these challenges.
今天苦难是我们最大的障碍。
Today, sufferings are our biggest challenge.
我们只能在顺利的时候去爱上帝吗？
Can we only love God when everything goes according to our ways?
苦难一来就把我们打倒吗？
Can sufferings just wipe us out when we face them directly?
不能够靠上帝的恩典胜过苦难的人，不能够得到神的宝贝的应许。
For those of us cannot face sufferings through faith, cannot receive the blessing from God.
上帝是信实的。
God is faithful.
在苦难当中，我们要有信心。
In our sufferings, we have to overcome it by faith.
上帝是奇妙的。
God is wonderful.
我们在苦难当中要顺服。
We need to obey God in our sufferings.
不容易。
It is not going to be easy.
要顺服。
But you have to obey.
上帝是大能的。
God is almighty.
我们要在我们最柔弱的时候把自己奉献给上帝。
We would want to offer ourselves in the lowest point among our suffering.
叫上帝用我们去成就更美更大的事。
Let God use us to accomplish His great and much more beautiful plan.
有人说我们最大的问题就是把我们的苦难来夸大。
Some say we will sometimes exaggerate our suffering.
我们常对上帝说我们前面的山有多大。
We often tell God complaining how big this mountain in front of us.
我们搞错了。
We are wrong.
我们的上帝是大能的。
Our God is mighty.
我们要学习告诉我们前面的大山。
We will need to learn to tell the mountain in front of us.
我们的上帝有多大。
How great, mighty our God is.
你会听吗?
Have you experienced that?
我们常常告诉上帝我们前面的山有多大。
We often tell God how big this mountain in front of us.
我们今天要学告诉我们前面的山我们的上帝有多大。
We need to learn to tell this mountain in front of us how mighty for our God is.
哎，你让开。
You get away.
我的上帝很大。
Stay away, our God is mighty.
不要拦住我。
Don't stop us.
不是整天去埋怨上帝。
Not just to complain, oh God, every day.
啊，上帝我要哭啊。
Oh, all these sufferings are great.
啊，上帝很难啊。
All these things are difficult.
相信上帝。
You, on the contrary, need to be by faith.
顺服上帝。
To obey Him.
把自己奉献给上帝。
To offer yourself to God.
迦勒是这样得到这个应许的上帝。
This is how Caleb received God's promise.
我用一个例子来做结束。
I will use an example to conclude.
迦勒面对巨人没有恐惧。
When Caleb faced these giants, he had no fear.
因为他有信心。
Because he has faith.
他顺服。
He obeyed.
他把自己奉献给上帝。
He offered himself to God.
其他的担子看见巨人很怕。
All these people see the giants and become feared.
他们不信上帝。
Because they did not believe in God.
不顺服。
They did not obey.
不愿意把自己奉献。
They did not offer themselves to God.
小小的大卫看到巨人。
Little David, boy David, see the giant Goliath.
他不怕哥利亚。
He feared Goliath no more.
你知道为什么吗?
Why? Do you know the reason why?
你知道大卫的武器是什么吗?
Do you know the weapon that David used?
他甩石头的。
He used the slingshot.
哦，哥利亚很高很大。
The giant Goliath is big.
扫罗我很怕。
And King Saul was fearful.
怕什么?
What was he afraid of?
哥利亚又高又大。
Because he was big and a giant.
大卫不怕。
And God, David wasn't afraid.
越高越好，越大越好。
The bigger the better.
哎，我甩石头的。
Because I do also the slingshot.
你越高越大，我的目标就越大。
Because you're bigger and your target is better.
我把眼睛盖起来也可以把你打下。
I even can kill you with my eyes covered.
有信心的人跟没有信心的人看法很不一样。
The difference is between those have faith and those don't.
求神祝福你们的教会。
May God bless your church.
耶稣说，在世间你们有苦难。
Jesus said there will be suffering in the world.
不要害怕。
But do not be afraid.
耶稣说，我已经胜过苦难。
Because I have overcome suffering.
有时上帝会把我们的苦难给拿掉。
Sometimes God will remove those sufferings.
有时上帝允许我们有苦难。
Sometimes God will allow sufferings remain among us.
我们祷告，求上帝把苦难拿掉。
We pray that God will remove the sufferings.
求上帝有更美的旨意。
If God has a better plan,
我们相信。
We will have faith in Him.
我们顺服。
We obey.God,
我们奉献。
We also offering ourselves.
我们现在祷告。
That is our heads.
主，谢谢你们，谢谢你保守我们啊，这个周末的聚会。
Our Father, we thank you, bless all these teachings during the weekend.
主，谢谢你给我们的教会有这个退休安静的时候。
We thank you that you allow us to come to this retreat site to quiet our hearts.
主，谢谢你在这个地方设立这个教会。
God, we thank you that you establish our church here.
就谢谢你把得救的人数加给我们。
We thank you, Father, you give us those people saved in number increase daily.
主，我们向你求大事。
God, we ask you to accomplish great things for us.
我们求你让我们为你成全大事。
We ask you to use us to accomplish great things for you.
主，你知道我们软弱。
Lord, you know that we're weak.
求你不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Please do not let us be tempted.
不过假如有苦难的话，
If there were sufferings,
求你保守我们的信心。
Please preserve our faith.
加我们有能力去顺服。
Empower us.
让我们更能够去把自己暂时奉献给你。
Empower us so that we can obey you and offer ourselves to you, Almighty.
主，求你怜悯我。
Lord, we ask you to have pity on us.
我们恭敬仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.